ESPN's Teron Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week here on Robbie and Rex Road. Robbie Stanley, Adam Vingan, Nick Keyser here with you on this Friday morning, and we welcome in our friend Teron Davenport to the program. ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD, brought to you by ESPN Bet Sportsbook on our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. TD, we're less than a week away from the draft. How we feeling? We surviving?
Oh, man, we surviving. That's right, man. Woke up this morning, so you know what? Already got that W, man. It's beautiful outside. I don't know if
it is.
You guys have gotten to look at it, but, man, I love it.
It's a great week. No question about that. So, TD, it's interesting. You know, we were talking about this the other day. This time of year, there's been so much focus on the draft for months at this point. I mean, we've gone through – prospect after prospect, tape after tape, all that stuff. And it's always interesting this time of year, like when new information comes out, you ask the question, like, where's that coming from? Like, whose advantage is this serving? And I'm sure we're going to see some of that over the weekend into next week. What do you make of just kind of that dynamic this time of year when all of a sudden, quote unquote, new information starts coming out about some of these draft prospects?
Yeah, I'll use another word to describe some of the information, and the word I'll use is disgusting, because sometimes you'll see, like, Malik Nabers all of a sudden has character issues.
Right.
You know, you'll see, like, these different things that come out, and it's just like, come on, man. It really, is it that cheap? You know, but there's other information that comes out, too. You know, sometimes you get a little bit more on somebody's medical situation and things like that from these 30 visits, so it's just all a big game and a big deal of posturing, in my opinion, and that's how I look at it.
So, look, TD, we know this. There's going to be elite players available for the Titans to pick at number 7. There's the opportunity to trade back, potentially, if that opportunity presents itself. What is the scenario in the first round next week that if it happens, you walk away from it if you're a Titans fan and you think, yeah, you know what? I don't know that I love that. I don't know that I love what just happened in the first round for the Titans. What scenario comes to mind?
I think if they trade back to the back 15 of the draft and don't get another first-round pick and another top 100 pick, I think that's probably the worst scenario. I mean, this team is set up in a way in which you almost can't lose, right? You look at it, if you stay at 7, you're going to get a blue-chip prospect.
Yep.
If you move back within reason, because typically the teams that are going to look to move up will be looking for a quarterback, so you know you'll be able to get a nice little haul for that as well. So I think they're in really good shape, and it's going to be very, very fun seeing how this thing plays out.
Teron, I'm going to ask you a question I asked Jared earlier. As a draft fan, I like when – yeah, that's always a scary sentence to say. I like it when a draft devolves into chaos, when something happens that no draft analyst expected to happen. A player gets taken, a trade gets made that throws the first round into chaos. So when you're looking at the top of the draft specifically – which team do you think has the best chance? Either a team that's currently slotted in the top of the draft or a team that could trade up into the draft. Which team do you think has the best chance of making that chaos happen?
I would say Arizona. I think it's almost a foregone conclusion that the quarterbacks go the first three, right? Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. But then once Arizona's on the board at 4, what happens, right? Do you trade out of that and go down, you know, to 11 or 13 because the Raiders or Vikings want to move up? Do you take Marvin Harrison Jr.? Or if they trade back, do you trade back up? Because, I mean, I'm not sure if you guys saw that clip of Monty Osinfort, you know, on the phone wheeling to Dylan, but that was like a movie, man. You know what I mean? So you get excited about those things. So I think the Cardinals, that's where it really starts, the mayhem, and I think they could really, like, turn this draft upside down.
So, TD, if they trade back and let's say a guy like Latham out of Alabama is one of their targets or one guy that they really love through this process, are you worried about, you know, like obviously, and we talked about this earlier this week, Bill Callahan has a great track record of guys moving from right to left. Are you worried about that if you're the Titans in terms of a guy that didn't really play left tackle in college? Where do you come down on Latham and where he can kind of play, what position he's best suited for. Because, I mean, there's some people – we were talking to Dane Brugler earlier this week, TD, and some people view him best as a guard.
Yeah, that moving and tackle the guard thing, I think, is really like a case-by-case situation. When you look at Latham, man, I think he has the athleticism. He has the size, obviously, to play left tackle if need be. And if you go back and watch him, his issue, you know, he has some lunging issues. Sometimes the footwork gets a little tweaked. He high penalty guy, right? And I think when you look at penalties, typically most of the time that happens because the guy gets by you or he gets up on you too quick, right? And that's usually a technique issue. And it just so happens that they have one of the most detailed offensive line coaches in Bill Callahan. So I think, you know, that will offset it. I wouldn't have an issue with them moving back and getting him and flipping him to the left side. I think that would be a good move. And there are some teams that actually look at it that way. I'm curious what it was that Dane Brugler made him want to switch him to guard. I think he's shown everything he needed to show to play tackle, frankly.
TD, last thing for you here. Let's say the decision comes down for the Titans and there's Ault and Neighbors on the board and the Titans go with Neighbors. What would that tell you about, I guess, number one, their evaluation of it, which would be clear, but number two, the philosophy of Brian Callahan as he's entering his first year as head coach?
Yeah, I think it tells you a few things. I think it tells you that Brian Callahan is a guy that talks the talk and, in this case, walks the walk, right? He said that he landed on the side of Ja'Marr Chase because he likes guys that score touchdowns. He kind of touched on that a couple times when he spoke at press conferences. You know, that likes guys that scores touchdowns. That was when he talked to Stillman, you know, in his really good one-on-one interview. So I think it tells you that. It also tells you that he has supreme confidence in his father, right, who is clearly an offensive line guru. Those are the two things that it tells me. And I think, you know, if they went that route, you come back in 38 and you get a guy, maybe, you know, Jordan Morgan, you get Patrick Paul, you know, those types. And, yep. And maybe you could make something happen there.
Well, TD, we are less than a week away at this point. Next week, we'll be reacting to the Titans' first-round pick with you. So very much looking forward to that. Appreciate your time as always. And hope you have a great weekend. Tell us about our friends at ESPN Bet Sportsbook.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, hey, man, the NBA playoffs are coming, so it's a great time to get involved with that. But ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the huge sports moments this spring. It's the exclusive sportsbook of ESPN, and it has it all, including offers and promotions from Scott Van Pelt and Stephen A. Smith. From the playoff intensity to getting on the links and out to the ballpark, there's no better time to be a sports fan than right now. And now, as a new user, you get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. So download ESPN Bet today. What a play. You must be 21 or older and in Tennessee. For problem gambling support, call or text the TN Red Line at 800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. See the app for details.
We'll get back into the Preds and Canucks coming up next. Game one coming up on Sunday night at 9 o'clock. What sort of a chance do the Preds have to win this series? And what do we think are going to be a couple of the biggest differences between the Predators and Canucks and who comes out on top? We'll take your thoughts on all that as well. 615-737-1025, our phone number. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.